bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to be from Psalm 34. We're just going to read verses 15 and 16. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. One of my favorite love songs is In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. Very catchy. And just finding meaning in the eyes of his, you know, lover, as the case may be. I read a devotional recently talking about this psalm, and it made a similar analogy of the eyes of the Lord being toward the righteous. It said that when you are becoming infatuated with someone, you know, the first few times you're on a date and you realize this is someone you want to pursue, your eyes are on them. And not in like a lustful way, but your eyes representing your attention, your focus, your heart, your energies. And so if you see them struggling to open something, you're going to, oh, let me help you with that. Or if you see them getting frustrated, you're going to say, what's wrong? Is there something I can help you with? Your eyes are on them. And draws the parallel to this section here in Psalm 34 that says, the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. It means that God's attention is on those who are pursuing righteous living, which is to be found in life with God. And before we think, well, this is a psalm, this is Old Testament, well, too bad. You've been cut off at the pass there. 1 Peter 3, Peter quotes this when talking about what it looks like to live in unity with fellow believers and to suffer for righteousness' sake. He says, there will be a blessing if you do this. Whoever desires to love life, quoting more of Psalm 34, and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. We see this language in Scripture, in the Old and the New Testament, that God is seeking to bless with positive intentionality and focus those who are living for him. We see this in 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless toward him. We do no work to earn our salvation. Certainly that is true. We are justified before God by grace alone through faith alone. Yet once we have entered into this Christian life, we are called to a different kind of living. We are called to live for God. And we see God is aware of all things at all times. But in Scripture, we see him personified in a way that helps us understand something about his heart for those who are truly walking out their faith with fear and trembling, seeking to do God's will in everything, seeking him in all things in his plan for their lives. But that we also see in that psalm God's attention and his focus in a negative. Verse 16, the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And we see that in the New Testament as well. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We see his active involvement against those who are living for themselves, those who are giving in to their sinful tendencies, those who are living for their own personal gain and not surrendering their lives to God's ways. So we want to be the kind of people who are truly living for God, and that requires intentionality, as 1 Peter 3 is saying in that context where he quotes Psalm 34, that it's going to mean surrendering our wills and our personal happiness in any given circumstance for our fellow believers. It means loving our enemies. These things are impossible. But if we want to experience the blessing of God's positive countenance, his eyes on us, then we have to do this. Now, how is it possible? It is possible through the grace of God working in us. Yeah, I quote this a lot, but Paul said, I worked harder than all of them, but it was not I, but the grace of God working in me. So we experience striving after God, what do you want for me today? This means time in his word. This means examining our circumstances and saying, God, what are you doing here? Help me to walk with you. And we can be sure that as we look to God, God will look to us. Lord, we thank you for the promises of your word, that your eyes are on those who are seeking to live for you. Help us to do that by your grace, through your power, and for your glory in our lives, that we might be a testimony to those around us, and that we might experience the blessing of your attention. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.